Caitlin Unger from the newsrooms in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Caitlin.
Oh, good morning, guys.
How was your Australia Day? All right?
Look, it was good. I was here working for part of it.
Yeah. It was a busy day yesterday too.
Yeah,
with everything going on. Hey, it was 2 months yesterday, I think, since our local boy Logan Lacerdo went missing without a trace.
Yeah.
What is the latest? What have, from the newsroom, what have you guys got? Anything?
No, it's been very quiet. We don't have any more information from police at this stage. They're still staying very tight-lipped on sort of lines of inquiry. Sort of the end of last year, they said that they still had some of those lines of inquiry that they were following. But family and friends here on the coast are still obviously desperately trying to find him, find any trace of him. So I guess the latest is that they're going to be spending this weekend putting up posters trying to increase that search area, I suppose, from here down to Sydney, trying to get his face out there, trying to get any information from the public who may have seen him.
If you're a family or friend of Logan's, it's just impossible to fathom that a person can just disappear and that no one would have any news or word of
exactly how, or
what's going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But there's no obligation for the police to share any information because I guess it's part of a current investigation.
Yeah, that's right. And I think they have to be careful when they do have these investigations that it's not compromised. And they do let us know information when they have it. But I guess yes, that's what's concerning is that we had those bits of information start to come out where they found bits of his clothing and his shoes at the time that he disappeared, and then we've just had this period of nothing. So you can understand why, family and friends are just still so anxious and have to do something. So they're going to be putting up posters from Freeman's Waterhole right down to Hornsby, meeting on Saturday, if you can, at North Entrance Surf Club.
Yeah.
If you're able to help, meeting on Saturday at 11 a.m. to go and start putting those posters up.
And if anyone knows anything, even you may think it might be insignificant, give the police or Crime Stoppers a call because it could be a vital clue that could help the police with this investigation.
It may help place a vehicle, place a person
something of interest.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so, a reminder to everyone, it was November 26th that we last saw Logan. It was 1:15 in the morning at Magenta. He was walking along Wilfred Barrett Drive.
Yeah.
So if you saw anything in that vicinity or you've seen or heard anything since, anything that you might think is of significance, or even if you think, I probably won't bother with that, just, as you say, Patty, put it forward to police.
Yeah, very much so.